Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week of Those Girls Podcast. My name's Mary.
And I'm Rachel.
It is November, and all of a sudden, it is absolutely frigid and freezing. And I have been this entire time that we've been recording wearing my massive parka, like my Arctic parka, because it is 42 degrees in my apartment. And for some reason, the landlord in my building has not turned on the heat and will not respond to my text messages. Granted, I only texted him once, honestly, last night. And I was like, I sent my landlord a little late night text. It was like, hey, so
late night you up text.
I really did. I wasn't like crazy late, but like looking back, I'm like, let's see what time this was at. It was at 9:43. That's not like crazy late, but still kind of like, okay, it's like almost 10 o'clock. And I said, hi, sorry for the late night message. When does the building turn the heat on? / how do we control that? No answer.
No response. Are you sure you can't turn on your heat at all?
I cannot turn on my heat. It is like building managed and controlled. Like the building will decide when they turn the heat on for the winter time. But usually it's like, I mean, it's November.
Like November 4th feels like a good day to turn the heat on if you live in New York City.
Yeah. It's also today for the weather. I'll give you a quick weather report. It is currently 42 degrees. And last night it was 40. Like actually 40 degrees. I was wearing so many layers. I'm still wearing so many layers, but anyways, happy to be here. Very excited.
Happy to have you here. So we have another week of Love It or Leave It, or we have our first Love It or Leave It episode of season 2. And we're very excited to bring you that. So we have some really great categories for you guys. We're very excited. So for those of you that do not know what Love It or Leave It is, basically, I will say what the category is going to be. For example, we would say coats with fur, and that's actually a pretty good category. And that's not one of our categories, but we would say coats with fur. And then Mary and I would talk about if we love it, if we hate it, how we feel about it. And then we would decide if we're going to love it or leave it. And then we would move on.
It's very simple, very straightforward.
We're going to just jump right into it.
All right. Starting with Rachel, give us category or topic one.
Okay. So our first topic is PDA. Are we loving it or are we leaving it?
Absolutely love it. And that is just because I am one of those people that makes other people sick. I've realized this, and I'm a big PDA person, and I think this is something that I've had to come to terms with recently because I didn't realize the level and extent of my PDA, truly. Like, was not very self-aware.
So when Daniel and I were dating, he was like way more PDA and I was like, get your hands off of me. Like, don't touch me in public. Like, no one can know that we love each other. And then when we got married, it like completely reversed, where Daniel is kind of like, you don't need to touch me in public. And I am very much like, no, I have to let everyone know how much I love you. And
I have to mark my territory.
Yes. I'm like, I have to let everyone know that you are mine.
So what's your take on PDA? What's your like overall, give me your honest thoughts. You're not going to offend me. It's okay. I'm secure enough. And I've already come to terms with the kind of person that I am in this department. So you will not offend me.
It's tough because I really used to like hate it. Like I really used to hate it. I used to be so strongly against it. Like literally if you touch each other in public, like you're disgusting and you should be thrown in jail, like jail immediately.
Immediately prison.
Immediately like jail. But now I feel like my stance on PDA has changed. Like I'm like, hold hands, like cuddle a little bit, like good for you. You know, like I think
it's because of the trauma that Daniel has inflicted upon you by shutting it down. You're like, wow, like be free to like hold hands. Like your husband is okay with it in public. Like be free. Like, yeah, live in that freedom.
Like, I love when I see like an older like even like in their 40s or 50s, like couple just like, you know, hugging in public. I'm like, you guys have that spark still. Like, good for you. Like,
yeah,
I hope to still be there, you know, like I hope Daniel and I have a little spark in like 20 years. So
do you think that there's levels to the PDA where you're like, okay, absolutely not. Like you have to leave it and immediately die.
Yeah. I think the kiss is the line. Like, I don't want Daniel kissing me in public. And I think that's where Daniel and I just disagree on the PDA. Like, we should never be kissing in public. No, none of our friends should ever see what it looks like for you and I to touch lips. Like, our lips should never interact in front of another human. That is for a private time and a private moment. And we should be leaving that behind in the year 1995. Like, that should never happen. It just should never happen.
Do you guys both agree on that?
No, Daniel is fine kissing me in front of our friends.
Okay.
Like, he just will be like cooking or something or like doing something, and he'll walk up to me and like try to give me a kiss, and I'm like,
I've shut down. I've actually seen your entire body like go into panic mode. I'm like imagining one scenario, and I don't know when it was, but I do remember like, and he just wanted to give you like, I think like a kiss on your cheek or something, just kind of like an affectionate, not like a making out with you type of thing. It was just like in an affectionate way. And you were just like, your shoulders went up and you were like,
I think that's the thing is like, if I would just embrace it really quickly, no one would even think twice about it probably. Like,
That also doesn't feel very like PDA. It feels like it's such a quick moment, and it feels very natural if you go with it.
Yeah. But I think because it just feels so unnatural for me to like kiss him in front of another person, I like reject it, and then it becomes a thing. And then it's like, and then I have to kiss him in front of other people, and then other people are watching, and then it becomes such a dramatic moment that it's just way uncomfortable. So I think if I could just get better about like just doing a quick little peck moment and not freaking out about it, then it would just, the moment would pass and I wouldn't have to worry about it. But I just can't do that because I don't know. It just really freaks me out, but
that's fair. I think forever become now a PDA person. I don't think I ever used to be. And
like,
now,
you don't mind kissing Ryan in front of your friends?
I mean, I guess it just doesn't really happen much. Honestly, if Ryan were to kiss me in front of our friends, I wouldn't care. I mean, Ryan can make out with me in public on the street and I wouldn't care.
That's wild to me.
Yeah, I just don't really care.
So you're loving it. I'm going to say ultimately leave it. I am.
Yeah.
If I had to choose one forever, I think I would leave it.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I think I could reckon with never touching Daniel in front of other people. Okay. Number two. Okay. Number two is anything Christmas before Thanksgiving. So like decorating, celebrating, anything Christmas happening in your life before Thanksgiving, which I feel like this is a big debate among the world.
Yeah. So I would say love it. Why not get a head start on it? Like, honestly, from a planning perspective, I say love it, because I think it's a nightmare to put a tree up that's only going to be up for like 3 weeks, and then you have to go to the store and wait in these lines, or there's like massive back orders on Amazon, because God knows I'm not putting a real tree in my apartment. That sounds like a horrible idea. And I'm not really into the real tree situation to begin with.
Oh gosh.
All about a fake tree.
Who hurt you?
Yeah. A lot. Divorce actually. And so I'm kind of thinking that it makes sense to be able to get a head start on it, have everything already decorated, and then just enjoy it. Just kind of enjoy it. I don't think you need to be obnoxious about it. I don't think you need to be like posting and being the person that's like, oh my God, it's Christmas season, and like being all in your face. But I think I'm fine if you want to get a head start on that and just not be confrontational about it with other people.
Yeah. See, I could not agree more. I hate Thanksgiving like so much. Like, if I could
I hate how you, sorry, I hate how you say Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
So, yeah, you say, it's the same way that some people say like insurance. Like you say.
How do people say insurance?
The way that you just said it. Exactly. You say, what you just said was Thanksgiving, insurance. It's Thanksgiving, insurance.
Thanksgiving. That's how you said it.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
You just emphasize the giving part. I emphasize the thanks part.
Yeah, I don't know if that is correct or not, but I really don't like it, but it's okay. I'm sorry. Those are two words that it really irks me when people say them. Like they say Thanksgiving, insurance. Oh my God. Why is this? I don't know. I don't know if it's like a regional thing. It really, okay. Continue.
Well, sorry. Do all your friends that you are friends with from the South say insurance?
Yes. It is so irritating. And I don't know why it gets me so much, but it just sounds like,
how do you say insurance?
Yeah. Insurance.
Thanksgiving.
Like Thanksgiving.
But no, okay. I don't know how I say it.
Anyways, continue.
Anyways, so I hate Thanksgiving with like all of my heart and soul. Like if I could remove one holiday from the planet, it would be Thanksgiving. I despise it. I just don't like it. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of people who love Thanksgiving. I don't like it. I think it's weird that you're going to get together with all of these people from your family and try to figure out how you're going to do this one holiday. And then you're going to turn right around again and do it again 4 weeks later. Like you're basically going to eat the same food that you're going to eat on Christmas. It's just weird. It's weird. It's an awkward timing. I don't like it.
I've always really liked Thanksgiving, but as I've gotten older as an adult, it has started to feel like one of the more stressful holidays. And I don't know why. So I think that you do have a point. There's something about Thanksgiving that gets people really like stressed, or any family drama just seems to be very like in your face, or it just, there feels like a lot of weird family stuff that happens around Thanksgiving that doesn't really happen on Christmas.
Yes.
So I do get that part of it where it feels very stressful and like who's hosting. And also I think there's a lot of stereotypes around Thanksgiving, like the turkey drop, like when you break up with somebody right before Thanksgiving, or like, do I bring, you know, somebody home or the night before, like as an adult, the weird tradition of like getting blackout drunk with your high school friends before Thanksgiving is like definitely one that was not aware of when I was younger, but now makes so much sense because the vibes on Thanksgiving are sometimes really off, and it's because people are like hungover, but also like it can be weird more than other holidays. So I do agree with you there. I still really enjoy Thanksgiving, but like, I know what you're saying. It's a very unique holiday in that way.
It's just such a weird holiday. And as a kid, I loved it. Also, I don't know if you had to do this, but for Thanksgiving, I had to dress up. And I always thought that was really weird because I'm like, we're eating like in our house. I just feel like I love Christmas so much that I want to just go ahead and start the celebrations. So I personally like to put my tree up and get things moving in the direction of Christmas a little bit before Thanksgiving.
I agree. I'm going to say I love it.
Yeah, love it for sure. Sharing your location
in general with a significant other. What do we?
Just in general, I would say sharing it with your friends and your significant other.
Okay. You start on this one.
I'm going to say love it mainly just because I think it's a safety thing. Like I think people who don't share their location are kind of like, it's odd to me, like why you wouldn't, like literally you let KFC track your location if you have like their app, or I don't know why I said KFC, but like,
I was going to say, is that an app that you frequent?
No, there's so many freaking apps that I have on my phone. They're like tracking my Starbucks location. App. Yeah. So I'm like, if Starbucks knows where my location is, like they're not going to come find me if I get kidnapped. Like I would rather like Mary be able to find me if I get kidnapped. Like if I get kidnapped or if I am a more likely scenario is that I run out of gas and my phone dies and I'm at a gas, you know, I'm on the side of the road in between Greenville and Anderson on, you know, Highway 85. And
which, for those of you listening that have never been on Highway 85, it is not the place that you want to be. It is not the place that you want to be stranded with no phone.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I would like for my husband to just be able to, go track my location and be able to just pop in there and say, that's where her location, that's where her phone last was. Like, so anyways, I am very pro tracking your location. And if you're doing something you don't want people to know, you can just turn your location off. Like, but you should consider, why do you not want people to know where you're at?
I think some of it's a safety thing, but I kind of think the safety thing is sometimes a little BS. Like, I think if you're going out with your friends at night and you're going to bars or like whatever it is that you're doing and you're all going to share your location or you have some of your friends' locations, I think that is for safety purposes. And I don't think that's BS, but I think the overall reason why I'm love it isn't really from a safety perspective. It's more so I just like to know. I probably check locations like once a week. I feel like I check locations like once a week of like, but not like specific people. I just kind of like look on, honestly, it's really like in my area. Like I'll look on the map and I'll be like, okay, like a couple of my friends that like I track here, I'm like, okay, like what are people doing today? Like, oh, they're probably at their apartment. That's the area they're in. So they're probably working. I'm going to get off my phone now and do something. Like, I don't really like look up specific people, but I open the app probably once a week.
I will say you are like one of my friends that tracks people the most. Like, you are a tracker jacker. One person that's really sketchy about their locations is my dad. My dad turns off his location all the time and he's so terrible with technology, but he will turn off his location and I will go to his phone and I will share his location with me and do it indefinitely. And then every time I go to like look at it, it literally like will say, like, no location found. And I'm like, you little shiesty biatch. Like,
oh, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing that you don't want me to find out about? Also, I've never looked at your location. I didn't know how close you live to an Aritzia. It's like 10 within minutes. Walking distance.
Yeah. I walk all the time. It's like 10 minutes.
And a Zara and an H&M and Athleta and Lululemon and Free People. Damn. We're going to have to go shopping when I come visit.
Oh, I am very walking distance to all those things and a lot of like cool, fun.
You live in a very good location. Okay. Anyways, we probably shouldn't be talking too much about your location on the internet.
Honestly. Yeah.
Ignore any of that.
Okay. Overall, sharing your locations. Love it.
Yes. We're very pro sharing locations. Okay. Oh, working from home. Love it or leave it.
Okay. Because we have to choose just one, I feel like I always fall in the middle of these things. Like, I can see both sides of it sometimes, but I know that I just have to choose one. I would say leave it.
Oh, really? Okay.
I need to go into an office with other people and have a routine and complain about how much I hate going into an office. Because at least when I'm going into an office and complaining about it with other people, there's a sense of unity. Yes. I get also like people's drama. Like something that I really love about going into an office is that I would learn so much about my coworkers and their lives, but then we would never actually be friends outside of work. And there's something very sacred about those relationships, in my opinion.
I agree.
Like, it is just a different kind of relationship that can only happen in person when you're in an office. Like, it does not translate the same way working from home over Zoom or messaging over Slack. Like, you have to go into your office or your place of work, wherever that may be, and just like shoot the shit and be able to vibe. I also think it gives me actual routine and I have to get up early in the morning and go about my day. I'm out and about in the world. I just think the working from home, I don't have a reason to leave my apartment. Like, unless I just want to go out and get a coffee, but like, that's not a real purpose of like, I don't have an appointment. I don't have a meeting.
No, I agree. I miss working in an office and like, I love working around people. And so like, I'll go to a coffee shop a lot of times just to feel like I'm around people. I'm going to say love it though, because I like being able to like have the flexibility of putting in my laundry or going to lunch with someone or like
recording a podcast.
I mean, yeah, it's 11 o'clock and I'm recording our podcast. And so I really value that. And like, I am going to be able to go to a doctor's appointment next week whenever I want, and just things like that, that I can do. And there's way less like, oh, I need to tell someone what I'm doing. Oh, I need to put in vacation time for this. Oh, I need to like, it's just way more flexible.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are listening and you're like, oh, so you don't work, bitch, you don't need to worry about me. Yeah. They get their hours out of me. Don't you worry. 7 days a week, sometimes 12 hours a day, your girl's grinding. But
that is though a downside of working from home, because you kind of always are on the clock in a way, depending on your job, but like you can't really escape the office because your phone's on, your computer's on. And it's like, if you don't finish something because you've decided to go get your nails done at 10 a.m., then you know that you have to make that up at like 8 p.m. when you'd rather be doing something else or going to dinner or hanging out with your friends. So I think the reason that I'm leave it work from home is because even though I know there's a lot of positive things about it that I do enjoy and that I think are like overall probably healthier, I don't know. There's part of me that misses kind of like a toxic work environment.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I can't lie. Like it is nice to be able to just say like, when I leave here on Friday, if I didn't get something done, that's on me and I'll have to deal with it on Monday, and you'll panic about it over the weekend, but it is what it is. 'Cause it's, you know, you leave your work at work. So I'm going to say love it. You're saying leave it. That's how I feel about working from home.
I say leave it.
This next one is going to be a little bit controversial. Sorry, MLM. Trigger warning, if you are currently in a direct sales company, you should probably skip to the next topic.
Skip ahead for the next few minutes. MLM, by the way, for those of you that don't know, because I just learned what this was this morning, stands for multi-level marketing. So think of your beauty counter, Monet, what's the
Beach,
other one?
Beachbody, like.
Oh, what's the one that I've actually bought from before?
Arbonne.
No, they have the eyelash serum that everybody likes.
Oh, right. Rodan and Fields.
Rodan and Fields.
Here's the deal.
Leave it.
I think
die. Leave it.
I really like some products from the MLMs have given me. I have enjoyed some beauty counter products. I have yet to try the Rodan and Fields lash serum, but I've heard that shit will make your eyelashes grow to the moon. I mean, there are girls that will come up to me with that eyelash serum and their eyelashes literally like wild. Like they're so long. Anyways. So there's some products that definitely work, but overall, yeah, it's going to be a leave it for me, unfortunately.
Also, I get stressed when the more people I know start to enter into these MLM community groups, because I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to try beauty counter, which I'm not. I've tried it before. It made my skin break out. It was awful and terrible. And I know some people love it, but for me, it was a really bad experience. And I threw it all away.
Bad experience with beauty counter.
Yeah. I also have, yeah. Anyways, but I know several people. Well, I know several people and I know them pretty well that sell that. And so like, who do I go to? I'm put in an uncomfortable position. I don't know what to do, because I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm also realizing that this is a way for you to make money. So I also want to be supportive and help you get your bag. And I want to buy from you, but also I kind of just don't want to buy from anybody, but that's the way that I have to buy some of this stuff.
Also, beauty counter is expensive. So it's like, okay, like I'm going to be paying a lot of money And so I'm not going to, it's not like I can buy like one thing from each of you. Like, it's like really kind of pricey. So it's like, where do I go? Who do I go to? Because I want to support your business.
But also you're really supporting the woman who's leading their leader.
Yes.
Who's leading all of them. The main MLM.
The top of the pyramid here.
Yes. That's the person that's actually making the money from all of this.
Yeah. If you're selling Beauty Counter right now, I need you to hear me. I love you and I still respect you as a person and as a friend, and I am happy for you and your small business.
I need to stop you. It is not a small business, Rachel. I cannot with integrity call an MLM a small business. And it doesn't feel like I'm supporting a small business owner.
You're right. It's not. We're not.
Let's be honest on a Monday.
We're not. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say.
Well, do we love it or leave it?
We're leaving MLMs behind in the past.
Yeah.
Moving on. Our next topic, Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian hanging out.
Oh my God.
Loving it or leaving it.
I love it so much, but it makes me so nervous because I hate that it's not a secret. I wish it was a secret. I wish that they could just hang out in complete privacy. These are the times that I wish that Dumois would just blow up. I wish that like their account would just get deleted because I don't want Pete to like fuck this up. Like I want them to hang out in private. I want them to have their like time, whether it's just in whatever that looks like. And then I want them to be secure enough to then just like come out and say we're together. That is my hope. That is my dream.
So I like love it so much. I also love
Pete Davidson, and so do you. So
that, oh my gosh.
We're really rooting for him. Like really, really rooting for him. But like
for Those Girls podcast is just basically a Pete Davidson stan account in disguise. Like we love him so much. And I literally saw a tweet the other day and it describes exactly how I feel about Pete Davidson. Someone said, everyone is so shocked every time Pete Davidson gets a new like pretty girl, but they're not considering the fact that he just actually has a really great personality. And I was like, yeah, like people who aren't Pete Davidson fans, they don't understand like that he's actually just really great. And that's how he keeps landing all these like amazing women. Like all these women are so drawn to him because he's actually just like such a charmer. He's so sweet. He's such a romantic, like he's so funny.
I also think he's hot.
I mean, I think he's kind of hot. I'm not really into like the skinny guy, like,
yeah,
that like
it's
just
definitely it's definitely a type, and it's definitely right now is the time for the skinny white, the tall skinny white guy has been overlooked for a long time in culture and just like appreciation, and it's definitely the time for the tall, skinny white guy to shine.
If you're a tall, skinny white guy out there, you're having your moment. And so like, go get your bag. Now is the time. If you are tall and skinny and white, you need to go make your Tinder profile.
Yeah.
Go out there, go to a bar because there is something happening for you.
Oh.
Your moment is now.
Yeah. The tides are turning. The tides have changed. Like the times have changed for sure. It is the MGKs, the Travis Barkers, the Pete Davidsons of the world are taking over. Like Channing Tatum, who like,
yeah,
they're in the past at this point.
Women do not want a man with muscles anymore. They want men who look like they need some water and a cheeseburger.
a little malnourished.
Even though I will say that Pete Davidson is starting to look really healthy. He's like starting to get a lot healthier. So I'm like really happy for him. He's got his Crohn's disease under control, but he's like filling out a little bit more. And so I do think he's looking a lot healthier.
Yeah, he's looking a lot less. The thing with Pete Davidson too, is when he was super skinny, it didn't feel like a healthy too skinny. It felt like, oh, you're really depressed and you're doing a lot of drugs and like, you look like you haven't showered, but like, he's still a tall, skinny white dude now, but like he's hitting his stride. Like,
yeah,
he and Kim Kardashian the second that they had their little peck, their little kiss on SNL, mm-hmm. there were serious sparks flying. And I think like he also does have, I mean, he has like a sensual, like sexual energy that he puts out, and it's like with his personality. It's not obviously yeah. like with anything else, but it makes sense to me. Like it just makes a lot of sense to me that Kim would be drawn to Pete Davidson, and he's just like cool. And I think she would have a lot of fun with Pete and just have like a very nice time, especially after like all of going after Kanye, like after you are married to Kanye West, Pete Davidson is actually the logical next step.
Yeah. It really does make so much sense to me. Like, even if it's not a serious relationship, and people keep saying it's a PR stunt, like, I need everyone that's listening to this to know that Pete Davidson does not do anything for PR. Like, no. He does not care about that crap. Like, Kim might be doing it for PR, but she doesn't need it anymore. Like, I genuinely think that these are two people that are like, I think Kim is, you know, was in a really hard marriage, and I think she found someone who made her laugh a lot, and she was like, found him very intriguing and just enjoyed spending time with him. And I think, you know, he made some type of impression on her at SNL, and so she got his number after. And obviously, if you're Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian is showing interest in you, like, you're gonna go for it. Like, I mean,
yeah,
you literally have to.
I don't know if they're sleeping together. I haven't decided if I think that they're sleeping together. I know that they've definitely spent time together. I think in probably a friends, but a little bit more than friends way, but I haven't decided what I believe in terms of like, have they had sex?
Oh, I feel like they've for sure hooked up.
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Honestly, Kim's also just so curious. Like whenever, I mean, there's obviously like so many, they're not even rumors. They're just facts at this point that like Pete Davidson has a really big dick, and it's been like a known thing and been like talked about. And so I feel like Kim would just be like, I need to know.
Yeah. I think if those rumors did not exist, I think she would probably just be like, yeah, like we're having fun, whatever. But I think like,
Kim's like, I need to decide for myself. Yeah. I'm a grown woman and I need to know like what this like skinny white dude with a cool personality, like what's happening here? Like, I hope that it lasts like a while. I don't see him being like the stepfather to her children, but I think I think it's a good thing for her, like mentally.
Yeah. I wouldn't hate to see them like hanging out and like low key flirting for a while. Like I wouldn't hate to see this happening for a couple months. Like, I don't know that it'll go through November. Honestly, I don't know that they'll make it through the rest of the month, but it would bring me a lot of joy if they finished out 2021 together.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to say love it. Like with my whole entire heart. It's not even a question.
Like
we honestly just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. Whenever we put it on like the list, we both knew that it was going to be a love, but we just really wanted to talk about it. Literally any excuse to talk about Pete Davidson, give it to me. Okay. That is going to be all for this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If there is any more topics that you want us to cover for our next Love It or Leave It, feel free to let us know in the comments of our next Instagram. Feel free to follow us and like, subscribe, all the things. We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next week for a new episode.